two suspects charged in connection with alleged rape of LSU student released on bond. By Ethan Lechtman on January 27, 2023. Two male suspects, charged in connection with the alleged rape of the Louisiana State University LSU student Madison Brooks, 19, who was struck and killed by a car later the same night, were released on bond Tuesday. Cassin Carver, 18, was released after posting a $50,000 bond, while Everett Lee, 28, was released on a $75,000 bond. Both men were charged with principal to third-degree rape, meaning they did not participate in the alleged rape against Brooks but were present, the Daily Mail reported, citing court records. Kavian Washington, 18, who is Lee's nephew, had his bond set to $150,000 after being charged with third-degree rape. An unidentified 17-year-old male, who was also charged with third-degree rape, will have his pretrial bond hearing in February. The 17-year-old is currently being held in a juvenile detention facility. On January 15, Brooks left Reggie's bar in East Baton Rouge with the four suspects between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. after drinking heavily. At some point, after they all entered Carver's vehicle, Brooks was allegedly raped by the unnamed 17-year-old male in the back seat before she was then allegedly raped by Washington. Following the alleged sexual assault, Brooks was dropped off at a subdivision. She was struck and killed by a rideshare vehicle at around 2:50 a.m. on Burbank Drive near Pelican Lakes Parkway. The driver was not impaired and was not charged. A toxicology test revealed that Brooks's blood alcohol concentration, BAC, was 0.319 at the time of her death, which is nearly four times the legal limit. An autopsy also had injuries consistent with previous sexual assault anally, according to an arrest affidavit from East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. The East Baton Rouge Parish Coroner's Office confirmed that Brooks's cause of death was due to multiple traumatic injuries second-sick, motor vehicle versus pedestrian collision, the New York Post reported. Attorneys representing the suspects maintain their clients are not guilty, claiming that Brooks was fully coherent and aware of what was happening around her. Can you tell that she was intoxicated? Yes. To the point under the law that you say you're in a drunken stupor. To the point that you cannot lawfully give consent or answer questions. Absolutely that was not the case, Ron Haley, an attorney representing two of the suspects, told CBS affiliate WASP. The LSU community, including the Alpha Phi sorority, where she was a member, is mourning Brooks' death. Madison was a sophomore and made a lasting impact on all of us. She was also a hero and was able to donate her heart and kidneys to save others, the sorority wrote on Instagram. We send our deepest sympathies to her family and friends during this incredibly difficult time. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.